our relationship, me and my husband's relationship, it didn't really start. We didn't really fall in love at first. It was
right.
More
let me interrupt
thing.
You. I know your question. So let me just take the opportunity to show off here. It's like okay. Name that tune, you know. how many notes do you need to know the song? So your question is, in the program where you describe this cycle of relationships, you know, falling in love and then falling out of love, and now here's the system for reconnecting. But wait a second, Mort. We never felt, really, that we fell in love, or my husband didn't feel we fell in love, or I don't feel we fell in love, or whatever. It could be both of you, it could be one of you. And so somehow we're feeling like this doesn't apply to us. Is that your question?
Well, in a way,
I didn't do such a good job showing off, I see.
No.
It's okay. How's that not your question? Go ahead.
Well, what I want to say is, you know, we have separated, but the way he feels is that he's not truly in love with me. And so,
well,
I guess
of course.
I mean,
isn't that the case with everybody? I mean, isn't that the definition of a broken marriage?
Right. Yes, exactly. But he feels, you know, well, maybe I was never truly in love with you. Maybe it was, you know, we have two children. I'm there. I want to do what's right. But now it's like.
So what's your question? I tracked everything you said. I'm still thinking your question is what I thought it was, but I'm willing to accept it's not. What is your question?
Well, I guess I just, you know, is that possible? I mean, is that...
Is it possible that he never loved you?
Is it possible to not truly be in love with somebody we've been together for 7 years.
Is it possible to be together with somebody for 7 years but to not love them?
Right.
To have not loved them?
Right.
Yes, it's possible.
There's been plenty of instances where we've shown love to each other. It's just we've had a lot of issues these past couple of years in our marriage, and I've recognized that. And since then, like, he just wants out, and he started having an emotional affair with another girl.
Look, I can't answer a question you're not asking. I need to understand what your question is. I mean, I'm tracking everything you're saying. I'm just not
right.
getting the question. I mean... Is it possible that somebody could be together for 7 years and them to not be in love? Yeah, it's possible. Sometimes people get married for the wrong reasons. It's possible, but so what? What one could ask at that point, which is the question I often get, which is brings me back to my effort to show off. the question then that begs is, well, if that's the case, then we're doomed, right? And the answer, in my opinion, is no. I never said anywhere in the program that having fallen in love was a prerequisite for connecting using these principles and practices. It's true. I described this cycle of relationship that includes falling in love, falling out of love, and now here's a system for reconnecting. But I do that because most people had that experience. Most people can connect and relate to what I'm explaining. But if you really listen carefully, I never said that it's a prerequisite. It's not. And the ultimate evidence of this, now pardon me, I'm going to put forth some odd evidence, but evidence nonetheless. The ultimate evidence of this are arranged marriages. Now, believe it or not, there are pockets in the world where arranged marriages are the norm. I know that's not the world that most of you live in. It's not the world I live in. But it does exist. And there have been studies done in those pockets. And you know what they show? The divorce rate is dramatically lower. The marital satisfaction rate is dramatically higher. And they didn't love each other going into the marriage. They hardly knew each other. How's that possible? It's possible because there's one thing they did go into the marriage with that you didn't, and neither did I, and that is an education. I don't mean an education about math, science, English, grammar. An education about what makes a marriage work, which is what I'm trying to give you here in this program. They went in with that, so they built the love. They built the connection, and so can you. Now, the other thing I want to say, Megan, it's really important and relevant for many of your situations, is that, let's see, how do I say this? Don't take your husband so seriously. Don't necessarily listen so closely to what he's saying. What I mean by that is the obstinate spouse rarely says what's true. They say what they think they have to say to try to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And what are they trying to accomplish? The obstinate spouse is trying to accomplish a few things. They're trying to discourage you and get you to give up and join them in their plan to destroy the marriage. They're also trying to rationalize to themselves that there's no hope here so that they can feel justified in not trying and going and having their affair, divorce, separate, whatever the case may be. So your husband is probably rewriting history for his own convenience. I never loved you. I mean, it's pretty compelling, right? I mean, if I were writing a movie script and creating a character that was trying to exit a marriage, I might write such a line. It's pretty compelling. Doesn't mean it's true. But when the Megan in the story hears that, it's like, oh, what do I do with that? You know, assuming that it's true. It's not necessarily true. The obstinate spouse rewrites history all the time. I was never happy. I never loved you. And it's amazing. Like, you've got picture after picture of all these smiley times where you're hanging on each other and smiling into the camera and remembering the time at Aunt Susie's and the Christmas party here and the vacation here and the graduation here. I mean, there's all these occasions. You know, it's just, it's undeniable. And for somebody to claim that they were miserable for all this, you and I know it's ridiculous, but that's what they do in order to try to justify themselves. So don't take it so seriously. Just continue to do the work to ruin their story. Anybody that didn't know what I was referring to there, maybe we'll talk about it later today, or you will learn about it later in the program.